Well, hello and welcome to another midweek message from Meyerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this is August 5th, 2020. And I want to share some thoughts with you today around the theme of what then shall we say? And I want to share some scripture from Romans 8, verse 28, and then verses 31 through 39. First, verse 28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And then beginning in 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered a sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, as we all realize, and it probably goes without saying, that we live in times when we have many more questions about life and probably also about faith than we have answers. The most recent issue of the BRF Witness included a sermon preached back in June by Brother Jim Meyer titled, 10 Questions for God About COVID-19. I have a feeling most of us could easily come up with 10 questions for God about all we are experiencing today, and there's a good chance they wouldn't be the same 10 that Brother Jim came up with. Well, being that we are now in the sixth month of our new reality, my guess is most of us have developed some new routines and some personal guidelines for staying well. Kathy and I have several masks each, and we rotate them. We have a supply of hand sanitizers and wipes. We have yet to venture into a restaurant for a sit-down meal. However, we have a few favorites from which we do occasionally get takeout. We've missed having guests in our home and have tried in the last month to arrange for some visits from friends, two or three at a time, that we could do outdoors. I don't recall the actual date of the last time I visited my mother at Londonderry Village in person. It's been hard for her and causes lots of feelings of guilt for me. And as a pastor, I sometimes feel I'm not doing my job since I can't visit with people who are in hospitals or nursing homes. Well, and the reality is that we are nowhere close to being post-COVID-19. The longer it goes, the more stress this puts on each of us individually, on our families, on the church, on our communities, and the list can go on. And we all know our situation now is not just a fear of contracting a potentially fatal virus, but also how this virus has hurt our economy, caused job losses, and is causing stress for parents and children, not knowing if they'll be returning to school in a few weeks. The longer this goes, many of us, I think, are developing feelings of depression and maybe even a sense of hopelessness. In the extreme, we're seeing these kinds of feelings acted out in expressions of anger and sometimes even violence. The longer we're dealing with this time of pandemic, the more of a negative effect it could potentially have on us. So the question for us believers is, how does our faith shape our reaction to the living of our lives in this ongoing new reality? You know, here at the church, we've been able to be back in worship together now for about 6 weeks. We have a group of about 15 meeting for Bible study. The church board and commissions have begun meeting together in person once more. Some of you may have ventured out into restaurants and other business places. Now, there is some semblance of normal, but with news indicating the virus continues to spread, we wonder if the little progress we've made will last. So as persons of faith, how do we deal with this ongoing uncertainty? Well, simply put, we trust. We trust in God's mercy, love, and care. We trust those words of Paul in Romans 8. We know in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We trust God who works in all things, including a pandemic, for our good. This doesn't mean that everything that happens to us will be good. It does mean that God is with us in all things, and that God's ultimate purpose for us will prevail. In the short term, we may experience fear or pain, but for the long term, we can trust God is working his plans and his purposes for our good. Faced with a distinct possibility of more months of COVID-19 and its related effects, we trust that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In times like these, we need to hang on to hope. We need to trust that in the midst of it all, God is still working out his plans and purposes for us. His plans are for our good. His purposes are for our good. We can live through these days because God is with us, working out his plans for our good. Pastor and author John Piper recently said, "One of God's purposes in the coronavirus is that his people put to death self-pity and fear and give themselves to good deeds in the presence of danger." I think Piper makes a good point. The way to deal with all this ongoing uncertainty is to first put to death self-pity and fear and trust that God, even in the midst of this pandemic, is still working for our good. That nothing, not even a potentially fatal virus, can separate us from his love. And then secondly, to busy ourselves in addressing the many needs that are all around us right now. Paul said, "We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Do you know this? Do you trust in God's word? Would you pray with me? God, your word says that you're always with us, that you're always working for our good. Help us to trust in your word. You promise that nothing in all your creation, including a virus, will be able to separate us from your love for us in Christ our Lord. Help us to trust your word. In these days when self-pity and fear can so easily take hold of us, help us to trust your word. God, help us to get beyond those feelings of fear and depression that can disable us. Help us to see the needs around us and be your faithful people so that others can also know the good you desire for them. Help us to trust your word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, and I look forward to seeing many of you on Sunday morning here at Myerstown Church.